Welcome to Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily, with locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. I'm Allison DeWitt. Our time this week with Boston University women's ice hockey coach Megan Myers is sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Hurt? Gotta call Glassman. So, coach, just starting off, heading into the game versus Vermont, what did preparation look like in the days leading up?
Yeah, we worked a lot on offense, rebounds, ozone spacing to allow us to score more goals. I feel like throughout the year, we've been up and down with our goal scoring, especially playing a team like UConn and have good goaltenders. And we know that we're going to see good goalies the whole way through hockey's championship and NCAA. So we really wanted to make it a point of emphasis for our group to bury down on rebounds. We even showed some professional women's hockey clips just to bury the lesson home for them about the spacing net front. And then in practice, the intention for every mini game and every drill was to bury rebounds. We probably weren't our goalies' happiest people that week when we were practicing rebounds and having them score a lot of goals, but the result of Vermont, it went a long way.
And so the game gets going and UVM, they go out and strike first, but Maeve Kelly was able to pot one pretty quickly to tie it up. How do you think that affected the pace of the game early on?
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to eliminate it being a track meet, but it kind of turned into that way with them scoring and then us scoring right back. But that just shows the resiliency of our group. And Maeve's goal was we had a net front player, we had someone in the high slot, and we had someone on the back door waiting if that were to have a rebound. So it really was an all-encompassing goal. And I think Maeve scoring that really showed our group that, you know, we go down a goal, yes, we are more than capable to come back in those games. And with net front and our rebounds that we've been working on, it's going to work.
And just going back and forth, like you said, just what did you like from your players' response each time with each goal?
Yeah, during UConn, the girls have been doing a great job of being very rah-rah and good on the bench when we've been down. The belief in our room is so strong, and throughout the year, we've come back in a lot of games. So I loved our energy. I loved our compete for the next shift. I think learning that the next shift after a goal is scored against is one of the most important shifts you can have. So having our girls have that mindset that not just the first shift after a goal is scored against, but everything after that to get the next one is huge.
Did you see this response as a teachable moment?
Oh, it was huge. We learned a lot through the last three games of the regular season. Obviously, with the regular season championship on the line, we got to play that championship style hockey. So we learned a lot in those three games. And I think it lended itself to, you know, an actual do or die moment in playing Vermont. And it just continues to grow. We learned a lot from those three games in the regular season. We learned a lot from Vermont and how resilient our group is and that the belief is there.
Your team had 48 shots on goal to the Catamounts 16. How is your team able to work to generate so many shots?
Yeah, I think it all starts from our D zone. We talked a lot leading into rebounds and goal scoring that our good D zone and our neutral zone habits lead to more ozone possession. So when we have the puck, they don't, and we have an opportunity to, when we have possession, how do we take care of it? Is it an attack off first touch moment? Do we go straight to the net and try to get a shot? Or do we possess, do we wear them down and then go to work in the ozone? And I think that went a long way with our shot count. She made a lot of good saves, but they were high quality grade A shots that we had on net for the first time in a long time.
And then just with that, they blocked 21 shots. Just how is your team able to find pockets in their defense?
Yeah, we watched video this morning, obviously going into BC. They had a lot of block shots. And I think that means that we're A, taking the knowledge and when to shoot, but also now we need to learn how we're going to create lanes and help players like Maeve Kelly shoots that puck. We created so many open lanes for her to get that puck to the net. And I think that goes around, yeah, we want to bury rebounds, but we need to create lanes so our shots don't get blocked. But I'll give it to our D and all the credit to them. It's when your first shot of the game gets blocked, you probably don't want to do it again. But they were very persistent and saw the opening lanes. So it's been a good learning moment for that. And Vermont, to their credit, great job blocking shots. It's not an easy game. I can't only imagine the shot count being that high, that they did a great job getting their bodies on the line.
One of Vermont's goals, it came on their power play. What were your takeaways from that kill attempt?
Yeah, our power play has been strong, one of our strongest pieces of our game all season long. We don't really see goals like that happen on us very often. It was more of a lapse in contact and more lapse in communication. A couple things broke down for them to be able to get that opportunity. Hopefully that's few and far between. We don't really offer many, many chances like that. And the PK up until that point was perfect and exactly what we were looking for. So we had a good PK meeting this morning. They acknowledged it. They had a good debrief about it, and I think they took a lot away from that Golden Knights scored against.
Heading to overtime, I feel like the pressure was on more than any other game this season. Just what was the message to your players to come out and win?
Keep doing what you're doing. By the end of that third period, I didn't feel nervous at all. I know our staff, we debriefed and we talked about how we weren't nervous. The end of the third period, I think if we would have had a few more minutes there, I think we would have generated some sort of more goal scoring attempts. But we weren't nervous going in there. The girls had the belief. They knew that it was 5v5 and we didn't have to talk 3v3 strategy. We just have to go out there and play the hockey that we did the rest of the game. And going into it and keeping the zero shots at the end of the day after the overtime was even a better outcome.
Just mentioning those zero shots, all the shots in OT were on Vermont. Just what was key to your team's success to dominate play in their zone?
I think it comes back to that possession moment. The same thing that we talk about in 3v3, and we're trying to integrate into our 5v5 plays, not giving them the puck, being able to have possession and wear them down, especially in a three in an overtime game that they just previously played on Wednesday, going into another one. We knew they were going to be a little bit tired, and we wanted to capitalize on every moment. Our grade eight scoring attempts in overtime were exactly what we were looking for. We had net front presence, and you could see Correa just fighting for life. She did a great job in net for them. But it was just about time.
And Riley Walsh had the game winner. How was that moment for you as a coach, especially knowing that this was the first playoff win for the team since 2019?
Yeah, it was really cool. It was special. It was awesome being able to go into overtime with also that feeling that I wasn't worried. I knew it was coming, and for it to be a playoff win for this program that has been a long time coming, and to be able to experience with this group of players and our staff has been amazing. I mean, Tara didn't even see the goal go in. She was talking to another player on the bench, and I was already celebrating and trying to hug her after Riley scored. So it just means a lot to this group, and I think it adds a lot of confidence that we got past that game where we have never in the past like 6 years have gone past the first game of the playoffs. So getting past that game and moving forward, it was huge for our group's growth.
And just looking back a little to facing Harvard in the Beanpot for that comeback win, are there any similarities you would draw to that game?
Yeah, I think the shot count in the Harvard game and the UVM game are pretty similar. The belief in our room, especially scoring late against Harvard, took us a long way into the overtime. And then the timely goal by Sid in the third period, halfway through, was huge for us. And I think we took that momentum in the last 10 minutes of the third and then rolled it into overtime. So you could kind of see the when we score, the momentum just shifted and we sustained it, which was cool to see going into the overtime.
And just mentioning Sid, I know she came in clutch both those games. Just how has she been key for the team in such important moments?
She's so cool, calm, and collected. You can never tell if she's ever really too stressed. She's a gamer. She loves to score goals. She loves to, pump each other, her teammates up, and her line mates, and just go out there and do what she, does, and that score goals and create opportunities. So we're really confident in her, us as a staff, and her whole group. You can see in the room. So it's awesome to have her at the end of the game in our minds that Sid's going to go out there and make things happen for us, whether it's possession that will lead to a goal that someone else scores or she'll create magic for herself.
Looking ahead to BC, what's the scout looking like so far?
BC played them a bunch of times this year. Obviously, we had the 3-2 overtime game that led into a domination shot-wise game for us the next day, and then a good game against them here at Wally B. So we know what to expect from them. They played a great game against Maine. We always know that in the playoffs, things can change, and you pre-scout a little bit more for teams that you're playing. You have more time than the regular season, so we're expected to see, what we've seen from them in the past, but also see them dial in and see what we do better and try to counteract that. They're a good hockey team. When we get to this point in the year, we're going to see all good hockey teams, so we're excited. And even to the point we're playing BC or Crosstown Rivals adds a little bit of extra excitement.
And just with those past games, they've all been pretty close generally. Just knowing that, how's that preparing you for another potential close one?
Yeah, we talked to our girls a lot about how the highs and lows of the season have prepared us to get to these points in close games. And even with Vermont and UConn's and the UNH's of the world that we've had in the last 3 weeks have prepared us to this moment. We know what to expect. We know that every playoff game can feel like it did against Vermont, or it can go a little bit differently. But I think we're prepared for all the different situations.
And then one of the last topics I want to talk about, our player guest this week is Riley Walsh. And I know she's just honored as the Hockey East Co-Player of the Week. What have you liked seeing from her this year in her first season at BU?
Yeah, Riley has galvanized the group. She has the swagger, and I think you can probably tell by her celly at the end of overtime the other day. She brings some swagger and brings energy to our group every single day. Her compete in practice, her attention to detail in all areas of the game, whatever line she's on, whatever situation she is in, she's dialed, but also having fun. Hockey is fun, and we obviously want to win, but Riley brings a great balance of having a great time and then being dialed and wanting to win. So it's been a pleasure having Riley on the group, and I'm excited to see where the rest of the season and next year takes her with our group. Hopefully more cellies for her on Wednesday.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us this week, Coach, on Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com.
It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel. CNR Search is an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. The CNR Search mission is to provide outstanding leadership solutions by identifying and evaluating the most qualified candidates for their client organizations. If you're a candidate or company seeking executive search solutions, reach out to Bob Barish at cnrsearch.com. That's Bob, B-A-R-I-C-H, at cnrsearch.com. CNR Search, winners joining winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. At Anchor Home Medical and Supply, we understand that your health is your top priority, and it's ours too. Whether you need medical equipment like hospital beds, lift chairs, or medication packaging, we're here to help make life easier for you or your loved ones. Our experienced staff provides sales, rentals, and servicing to ensure you get the right products for your needs. And because sickness doesn't take a holiday, we're always available. When you call Anchor, you'll speak to real people who care. Your health deserves attention, and we believe in going the extra mile to deliver the care you need. Anchor Home Medical Supply Pharmacy, give them a call at 978-720-8170 or to the web at anchorhomemedical.com. Our gem of the week this week on Inside BU Hockey, sponsored by DePrisco Jewelers, is junior left wing Riley Walsh. In 35 games this season, the transfer from Union has compiled a stat line of 8 goals and 8 assists for 16 points. The Duxbury, Mass native has exhibited a flair for the dramatic with her offensive contributions. Half of Riley's 8 goal total, tying her for third on the team, have been game winners. None bigger than her game-winning marker at 12:59 of overtime on Saturday to decide the Terriers' Hockey East quarterfinal match versus Vermont at Walter Brown Arena. The Lady Terriers now prepare to face Boston College in the Hockey East semifinal round at home once again on Wednesday, looking to advance to the Hockey East championship game. DePrisco Jewelers, diamond jewelers since 1948, offering a hat trick of experience, no high pressure, and only top-quality certified non-conflict diamonds. Give them a call at 617-227-3339 or make an appointment online. DePrisco Jewelers at 333 Washington Street in Boston at Downtown Crossing.
Welcome to Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily, with locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. I'm Allison DeWitt. Our time this week with Boston University women's ice hockey player Riley Walsh is sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Hurt? Gotta call Glassman. So Riley, just starting out, I ask everybody who comes on the show, how'd you get your start in hockey?
So starting hockey, I started when I was about 3 years old. My brother started skating and I saw him skating and I wanted to be just like him. And just like being around in that environment on the ice and like knowing that like it's like I like in my control, I just wanted to be like him and do that. And my dad would always make a rink outside our like on our lawn, and me and my brothers would always skate around. And I knew that was like when I really wanted to take it serious.
Was your house super competitive growing up?
Yeah, very competitive. It starts with my mom, to be honest. She like every board game, being out in every game of like pig basketball in the driveway. We are a super competitive family and it all stems from my mom. So
you yeah. played your prep hockey at Vermont Academy. Being from Duxbury, what made you choose to go up there?
Wait, could you repeat that? Sorry.
Played at Vermont Academy
Yes.
for your prep school. Just what made you choose to go there?
In all honesty, it was just like public school wasn't for me from like I knew I wanted to take hockey seriously, and the public school going to didn't have a great a hockey program. It was about four towns conjoined into one. And so looking to go on the prep route, I kind of was just like anywhere that'll give me the most money, most aid. So they kind of fell into that boat. And they also had the year before I joined, they had a great season. So I didn't see any reason not to go, especially for like it was a great opportunity. I knew it was something that like I wanted to take more seriously and do later on in life. So I'm glad that I took that path.
I saw that while you were there, you played three sports. How do you think that experience made you a better athlete?
Yeah, I think learning up, I just learned like I learned play every sport, and that's my advice for anyone that moving forward, any kid, if they ask me for any advice, I'd say play every sport, do any opportunity you can, like participate in everything, every event you can, because also one playing the three different sports was just like it kind of just kept me in shape all throughout every season. It also just gave me something to look forward to every single day, going to practice, having a game. Like it was just like continuing, but also like as an athlete too, you can't just do one sport, because if you focus just on one sport, I feel like you'll get overworked so easy, and you'll just eat away at yourself of what you can do, what you can do. But I think it just also comes down to like working other muscles and like in different sports too, because it's all different. And then also just being on a new like a different in a different sport is a different team too. So just like socially, like meeting new people as well.
So just starting the college recruitment process, what was that like for you?
So the college recruitment process was a little bit different for me, just because it was a COVID year. A lot of things got pushed back. It was the year of everyone can PG, so it was a little tough. I just knew I wanted to play in college. I knew I wanted to play at the Division One level, and I thought that like I was there. I didn't get many Division One looks, but I got a couple, and I'm just happy like Union worked out for me at the first. It wouldn't have been my first choice, but I'm like really happy with the path that I took because I did really well there. So it was exciting to like be in New York and go to a school that my cousin went to for the start. And I just knew playing at the Division One level was something that I wanted.
And just being there for 2 years, what are the highlights of that experience?
Union.
Yes.
Yeah, though, so I was on a very good team, a lot of good girls. The highlight was just being able to prove to people that I could play at the Division One level. I came out really hot from the start, scoring two goals against UNH, and that's kind of where I was like, this is I like I'm meant to be here. And like I've proved it even in my first collegiate game. And then moving forward, just continuing to bring that energy and that mindset that I had in that first game to every single game, which led me to having a lot of success the first 2 years. But I also would say like my teammates did help me a lot with that too. I had one specific teammate at Union that was my mentor, someone I looked up to. She was a captain of mine for 2 years, and she kind of took me under her wing. And was also another part of the reason of like Riley, you can go somewhere better, like you can play on a winning team. But she I really looked up to her.
Just making the decision to transfer, when did BU become an option?
BU was an option from the start. I'd say as soon as I entered the portal, I had been looked at by Tara going into my freshman year at Stonehill. And I just thought maybe it's a place that's too close to home, so like not for me. But then I was totally wrong. But BU was, I knew I wanted to play in Boston, and BU was like playing with the Boston on the front of your jersey, like that being from my hometown, was just like it was like a want, but more like a need. Like I need to do this. Like it's my hometown. It's playing with Boston on the front, like what else can get better than that? And then there's just a lot that go into that too. Just like it's like I'm so much of a I need to go out and like walk to different places. Like I like to meet new people and do things like constantly. And I thought like being closer to home and being in the city and playing with that logo and with those coaches and those teammates would just be so much better for me.
So just with all that arriving at BU this year, what was that transition like?
Honestly, I didn't expect it to go so good. This summer, I started taking summer classes and I roomed with the Welkies, and we like instantly hit it off. We became so close. We became so close that I booked a flight to Germany the second semester, like at the end of summer. So before even meeting like anyone else on the team, I was in Germany with the Welkies, and it was an amazing experience, and I'm so happy to be so close to them. And then I just knew it was like going to be a great year from the start, and it definitely is. Like meeting the entire team and like seeing the culture that we have, it's been a very easy transition, and definitely an exciting one.
Your first goal with the team was early in the year at Minnesota. What was that like for you in a new jersey with a new team?
It was thrilling. It was exciting. Just like on the ice with like just I don't even know how to explain it. Like my family was in the stands, just like I remember it. Maggie Hansel came up to me and was like, "It's time to go hunting, Riley." We were down a goal. And out of nowhere, I just get a breakaway and I scored. And I looked at her and I was like, "That was all because of you. You told me to go hunting. Like you told me to like it just like gave me so much energy and confidence that like I need from my teammates. So it all really stems from them too. But I just remember that, and it was exciting for sure. So exciting enough to my mom framed it, the pictures that led to the goal, and they're hanging up next to my bedside. So
That's
it's
so awesome.
exciting.
So just as the season went on, I mean, the bean pot came around. You're from here. Was this something you went to as a kid?
Yeah, I actually last year's bean pot, I attended it, and I was like looking around and looking at all the people in the stands, and I was like, this is the place I want to be. I was like, I need to be here. And lucky enough, like, I mean, this year, just playing in that game was so special with all my family watching, all the people from like around the same towns as me in the city that I call home. It was just words can't describe how amazing that moment was and how special that is.
So now you've made it to your first postseason with BU. How would you describe your time with the program so far?
It's been amazing. Like the girls are amazing. The girls that I play with, they're so like, I don't even know. It's not even just like on the like not even on the ice, but also off the ice. Like we get along so well. There's not one person on that team that like I'd be like, I can't be in a room with them. Like I could be in a room with every single one of them. Like I love all of them dearly. They're all just so fun to be around on and off the ice, and we've truly built like a very, very strong culture, and I think that translates to what we do on the ice and our performances. And it also comes from a good coaching staff too, because they've helped push us to be the culture that we have, kind of. So, but yeah, I'm very happy here and happy with the girls and happy to be playing with the people that I call my teammates.
I know you mentioned the Welkies. You've been playing with them on a line recently, and you guys really, you saw success. I mean, especially this weekend. Just what has made
Yeah.
them so cohesive together?
Yeah, I think it's honestly just the connection we've built. I'd say like everything that happens on the ice is because of what happens off the ice. I mean, just being able to like be so like on it, open and honest with your line mates and just like be comfortable talking with them about anything, it honestly truly like adds to like what you do on the ice and how easy it is to communicate and make better plays and kind of be more familiar where your teammates are. So I think that's one thing that we've strengthened for sure.
With them specifically being twins, is it different playing with them versus a non-sister duo?
Yes and no. It's just like them being twins, but also like I've been playing with them and I've known them for a while now, and I feel like I'm so close to them that I know like which one's who. And so to me it's like I'm playing with two just very good hockey players.
So Noah mentioned Vermont just this past weekend. You scored the big goal to send the team to the semifinals. Just can you describe that moment?
I like it was just so, like so exciting, like just being with like my teammates. They just were like they give you a lot of confidence, and so just continuing to hear like our line mates talk and and just lead everything that led up to that moment too. It's just like I saw it, like the puck drop right in front of me from a good shot from one of my teammates, drop right in front of me, and I was like, I need to hit this puck in. Like, it's just like you don't get all those opportunities, and I was like, you gotta close on them when you have it. And I kind of blacked out the entire time, but like just seeing that like drop right in front of me, and then like even after the game, just like going through the photos and seeing like how like happy everyone was also made me just so happy too. It's just like, it's just like, I know, I mean, it's like exciting scoring the goal, but it's even more exciting just like celebrating with your teammates after a good win, and like knowing that like your season's not over and you have so much more to look forward to, and just like knowing that like we're a good hockey team and that's what's gonna happen.
So now you're preparing to face BC. What are you focusing on in your personal game to be ready?
In my personal game, I think just continuing to bring positive attitude, positive energy to the game. I'd say it's always fun playing BC. They're a great rival, the Battle Bunks Com Ave. So it's happy that we get to take them on in our building. I'd say just continuing to bring positive attitude and energy to this game because it's a playoff hockey game, and just anything could happen. I mean, I personally, with my competitiveness, like I'm gonna keep bringing that grit every single shift, like keep bringing that positive, like I can do this, I can do this every single shift, and then being like just continuing to like tap my teammates, be like, let's go, let's go, let's go, because they do the same to me.
I love that. Well, that's all I have. Thank you for joining us this week, Riley, on Inside BU Hockey presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com.
It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel.
This is Jeffrey Glassman. For four generations, my family has called New England home. My grandfather taught me to always care for people and fight for what's right. At Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, that's exactly what we do. When you're hurt in a car crash, we fight big insurance companies to make sure you get the money you deserve. We care, we fight to win, and we don't get paid unless you do. Hurt? You gotta get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition. March Madness in full swing on Inside BU Hockey. Inside BU Hockey presented by Wicked Bagel. Bake fresh, bake daily at their locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com. Our time this week, as always, with Jay Pandolfo, Boston University men's head coach, is sponsored by CNR Search. CNR Search, an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. Contact Bob Barish, Barich, at CNRsearch.com. And with that, we bring in Boston University men's head coach Jay Pandolfo. Our time with Jay here this week. As the Terriers come off a bye on the next to last, so we like to say the penultimate week of the hockey season, and jump back in with a Thursday-Saturday, a little different configuration of the schedule to wrap up the regular season. Jay, we welcome you in, and we talk about the long and winding road of the college hockey season. There's no season longer, I think, in sports than the college hockey season, the 6 months that you have to navigate, and now it is the end of the regular season. The Terriers could still finish anywhere from 2-5. Likelihood is third if you take care of business here, particularly on Thursday against Providence, and seventh in the all-important, as I call it, the all-important pairwise for the national tournament. But before we get into some specifics, this has been, I think, a season to really make note of in Hockey East. I mean, year in and year out, this league, I've followed it from the beginning, is tough. We talk about it being a tough league. I just think now, as we get to the end of the regular season and toward the Hockey East tournament, that it's been tough exponentially this year, Jay, and you were around it as a player and now been around it as a coach now for the last several years. My goodness.
Yeah, it's been impressive how good this league has every game's a tough game. You have to make sure you're ready to play. And, you know, we've learned that a number of times this season. And for whatever reason, we've really struggled on Friday nights, and you know, we've done a pretty good job of responding on Saturday. But it's just a deep league. You know, a lot of different styles of play from different teams, which is good too, because you're going to face all different things or all different teams and styles when you get, you know, into the playoffs and into the tournament. So it's been good from that standpoint too, to really get you ready when these more meaningful games you're going to be playing in the stretch run. And you know, we're at that point now. We have a, you know, very important game against Providence on Thursday. We've had nice it's going to be coming off a nice 9 and 10 day break, which we needed. We're a little banged up, and so it's going to help us. And we've had some time again to work on some things that, you know, we need to be more consistent with. And it's been a, you know, a good break for us to at this time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. To be able to recharge the batteries. It was similar to last year. I think the Terriers had the break, as I remember. I think it was at the same time. It was the next to last weekend, coming down to the end of the regular season. And you've addressed that as far as different styles. I mean, you know, always in boxing, they say style makes fights, and there is different styles of teams and what you face in terms of the opponents in Hockey East, and also the buildings. I know that at the end of the UConn game, when you made some comments with Kevin Edelson at the end of the game, you talked about the building. It's only the second time, I think, that the Terriers had played in the Toscano building down at UConn, but also the buildings. You got to make some adjustments. Some of the buildings play a little bit different. Some are a little tighter, some a little bit more wide open.
No question. There's a lot of differences with the buildings in Hockey East. UConn, for example, the corners are really tight. There's really no corners, so everything kind of funnels behind the net. Some of the rinks, you know, have a lot of room behind the net. Some have less. It's just a lot of different configurations throughout the league with the rinks, which makes it, you know, that's another reason why it makes it unique, this league, and why it is so difficult, because I think teams are very comfortable playing in their home rinks and you know how to play there. And now that can be a challenge for the opposing teams, and, you know, but also good for the opposing teams to learn to play in different type of rinks and different atmospheres. And it certainly has helped us this year. And I thought that last game against UConn, who is playing very well,
yes,
especially at home, they know how to play in that rink. Things happen real fast, and they skate very well. And I thought we responded real well against them. I thought it was a great college hockey game overall. And, you know, ended up finding a way to get the extra point in the shootout, which was huge. Overall, it was a good effort on the road for our group.
Absolutely the case. And in a game undermanned, to say the least, where you really, it was a short bench. You kind of shortened up from the beginning. And I know you commented to me about playing, you know, essentially rolling the three lines, that the 9 days off really came in handy in terms of the attrition that you guys experienced and being able to survive that trip to Storrs.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the plan going in to only play three lines. The first period, the pace of the first period was really high.
Yes.
Really fast. There was some special teams involved. And then it just kind of got to the point where I thought it would be tough to kind of get some guys in there that didn't really play much at all in the first period to put them in that environment with the pace of that game. I don't think it was going to be fair to them, to be quite honest. So I liked the way we were rolling with the three lines, so I kind of just stuck with it. And I knew we weren't playing for a long time, so I knew the guys could find a way to grind it out and fight through it, and they did.
Been a pretty good overall as far as, you know, just looking at some of the, breaking down some of the statistics for the season. I mean, faceoffs, you've been an even 500. There was a real decided advantage to UConn on faceoffs on that game, but yet, when you needed to win a couple, it was coming down the stretch there, you won a couple that were pretty important as you got to the overtime, but the discrepancy was pretty vast. That really hasn't happened to you very often.
No, that was we really struggled on faceoffs that night, and I mean, that affected a little bit of our game and our possession game.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, even know if we were 30% that night. It was one of our worst of the season, and for whatever reason, it just started. We couldn't find a way to win draws, and it's not only on the center too. We weren't winning the 50-50 Mm. Good face-off team.
No doubt. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention, as far as that that journey to Storrs a week ago, the Cole Hudson, and not surprisingly, he hit the ESPN number one for the play of the day. I mean, you can watch it, and you can watch it, and then you can watch it again, and still not sure as to how the heck he pulled that off. I'm sure that's something he worked on in practice. Kim worked on the skills. I'm sure that was something that was probably rehearsed during the week, Jake, right?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of ad lib.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But, you know, he has the ability to do things like that, his creativity with the puck. You know, we see him do some things in practice that you shake your head, how the heck did he do that? So, not a huge surprise, but at that moment when we're down a goal, for him to pull that off, you know, obviously really impressive. I mean, he's obviously a special talent, and, you know, certainly a fun goal to watch and be part of.
You've had a couple of other extended breaks during the course of the season. I mean, every year you've got the semester break, but then there was another one that was a little bit of a gap in January. As far as this 9 days, was it more the accent more on the rest because of the time of the year and the fact that you were a little bit banged up, as opposed to maybe going at it a little bit harder than you might have been if it was the midseason break or coming out of the midseason break?
Yeah, no. After the Tuesday game, we definitely we got some extra rest that we needed. Probably took a little bit more time off than we typically do.
Yeah.
But we wanted to make sure that we did over the weekend put some work in, make sure that on Friday and Saturday that, you know, we had a good workload for our group, and we did that. And then again, you know, gave them Sunday off, which again gives them a little bit more rest. And then a Thursday game, it comes quickly. So, you know, we practiced yesterday, we'll practice Tuesday, and then probably a lighter practice Wednesday before that game on Thursday. So, yeah, it was really important to get some rest for our group.
And really played, if you go back to the Northeastern game on Saturday, and you're talking about how this team has responded. I mean, you know, it's good news, bad news. I mean, the struggles on Friday, obviously, that's bad news, but this team has responded. I mean, you've played really two real playoff-type games on the trips to those two different barns there, going to Matthews and going down to Toscano, and going back to the game against Northeastern. It was great to see Tristan Amonte on the score sheet there. I mean, only two true seniors on this team that have come through a 4 or 5 year experience in the program. It is senior night coming up, and it was good to see Tristan awarded with the goal, rewarded with the goal.
Yeah, he's had a really good year for us. Real happy for him. He's I think played pretty much every game this year. Didn't play as many last year, so it was really good to see all the work he's put in. And him being a, you know, big part of our group this year. He scored some timely goals for us. I think he's got 4 or 5 goals, and in limited ice time, he doesn't play as much as some of the other guys do. But we always know what we're going to get from him. He's a great teammate. Really cares about the program. He's a guy that, you know, grew up always wanting to come here. Obviously, his dad played here, his brother played here, so he takes a lot of pride, and I think he's grateful for the opportunity to play here. And you know, he always comes with the same attitude and same work ethic, and yeah, it was great to see him score that night. It's a special night for our seniors here on Thursday.
And the other guy is going to be our Terrier profile this week, and looking forward to talking to Jack Page, and just to give us some insight about Jack, what he's meant to the program, a guy that's really invested 4 years into this program and has been rewarded with the action that he's seen here in his senior season.
Yeah, it's he's a, first off, he's a great kid, high character kid, similar to Monty, where he just comes and puts his head down and goes to work every day. I mean, he's really gotten limited ice time the last 3 years, and even the start of this year. And then, you know, we had some injuries, and he was able to get inserted into the lineup and take advantage of an opportunity. He's played really well for us. So it's been great to see, and great to see him get rewarded for that. And I'm real happy for him that he's been able to play and contribute for our team. You know, he got
doubt. You look back to the trip to UConn, Jay almost characterized it, undermanned but not outworked. It was one of the comments that I'd come away from that game. Pretty close to an A for effort in terms of what you got out of the team to be able to get the tie and get the extra point that night, would you say?
Yeah, I really liked the effort that night. You know, clearly shortening the bench and the pace that UConn plays with. I mean, they roll four lines, and all four lines play exactly the same. They're a hard team to play against. I give them a lot of credit. They're very well coached, and they have bought in to play in a certain way, and they have an identity, and they're going to keep putting pucks behind you and forecheck, and when they do have it, you know, in their end, they're just going to punt it out of the zone and try to pressure you into turnovers. And you know, they have a certain way they want to play, and they do it, and all four lines do it. So it's not easy to play against, and I really like the way our guys bought into playing a certain way that night.
Looking at line combinations, there have been some consistencies to it in terms of guys that you found that have a pretty good comfort level to complement each other. What are you looking for as far as Thursday and getting ready? A lot of changes anticipated as far as what you've been working on this week, or is there some stability based on how things have been rolling for you?
No, it's still pretty stable with our lines. Maybe a couple tweaks here and there. Svoboda will be back.
He will. Okay.
Huge. UConn, so he'll be back in the lineup. The lines will be pretty similar to kind of what they've been in the second half with the tweak here or there.
And you mentioned about Engham's status. Is there a chance we see Engham on Thursday, or will he be the one guy that won't be available?
Yeah, it's not looking good for him to be in the lineup on Thursday. And you know, there's some concerns that you know this might be an extended period of time without having Engham in the lineup, and that's certainly a huge loss for us. He's been a big part of our team, and the way he plays, he's a stabilizer back there on the back end. Great penalty killer, block shots, is physical. He's just got a veteran presence about him, and you know, he'll certainly be missed. And you know, we'll see how it plays out, whether he can work his way back from injury, but it's doubtful at this point right now.
And that was the injury was sustained, I believe, it was right in the finish, that rather chaotic finish to the Northeastern game, as I recall.
Yes, yeah, it was right at the end there, and yeah, too, it's unfortunate. You know, cause like I said, he's a big piece for our group, and again, another really good kid. Nice to have him in your locker room too, just being a veteran and playing as many games as he has.
No doubt. And one guy to really single out in terms of his growth, and I guess you got to stress the term growth because I think he started the year, I don't know, was he about 12, is Sasha Bometti. And it really starting to come on in all phases of his game. And case in point, the offensive contribution there, where he's been on the score sheet with a couple of really nice offensive plays and stepping in at the right time and stepping up at the right time. But just his growth over the course of this season has been, I think, you know, really kind of lends itself to, hey, this is the guy. This is why we brought this guy in. Even a little bit early.
Yeah, he's come a long way. We knew that he was going to have some growing pains.
Sure.
As a defenseman, being underage as a defenseman in college hockey is not easy. It takes time, and we knew it was going to take some time, but he's certainly continuing to get better. You know, I think, too, for him, the offensive side of the game is starting to come out, too, where he's finding the right times to jump in the play and reading the play very well and timing it much better than he was earlier in the year. I think he was pressing more early in the year. Now he's timing it correctly, and he's come a long way. Defensively, he's got great feet, so he's really understanding that he needs to close with a good stick and good feet. He's still not going to out-muscle guys, but I think it's going to help him when he does get stronger, where he's really going to be able to end plays real quickly with his feet and with his stick, and adding a little bit more strength is certainly going to help in that regard. But, yeah, he's been really good for us, especially lately, and you know, we expect him to, you know, continue to grow as a player. And with Engham out, yeah. take some of the ice time that Angham typically plays.
Yeah, no doubt, different in different situations also. And finally, next up, you mentioned it'll be Providence and then Vermont to end the regular season. You just saw the Friars. You had a split with them. And Providence has gone 3-0 since then. I mean, they've won three tight playoff type of games. Lowell, and then back-to-back 2-1 goal games with Merrimack. Your thoughts, no surprises really, with particularly where you've seen them quite recently as far as facing Providence on Thursday.
Yeah, I think we know what to expect from Providence and how they play. You know, another team that's, plays really hard, defends really hard. They make it really difficult to get to their net. And then from the offensive standpoint, they get to your net. They want a forecheck. They finish every check. So they have an identity, and we've faced them enough to know what to expect. It's going to be a really tight checking game, and you got to find ways to create second and third chances around their net because it's not easy. And that's something we did a better job of the second night we played them at home. And you know, we just got to make sure we have the right mindset going into this game. That's going to be a really hard-fought game, and we got to be ready to be ready and willing to play that type of hockey.
Indeed, the case. It will be senior night. It will be a Thursday, not a Friday. And Jay, my final comment is: I just hope that senior night goes better than Bernie Corbett night. I want to thank you for allowing me to deliver the lineup. I gave him a little bit of a Jack Parker, I thought a little bit of a fire and brimstone pregame speech. I guess it somehow, I'll probably be allowed to talk to the team again in another 40 years, I think, after that, since the way it went. But thank you anyway. Thank you and an apology, both. Thank you, Jay.
No need to apologize, Bernie. But I will say that that may be your last pregame speech as long as I'm here. And I still appreciate it. Appreciate you, that's for sure. We all do, so.
Thank you.
I certainly enjoyed it.
Yes.
Bernie, believe me, it's not you. We've had a lot of struggles on Friday night.
Thank you very much. I'm off the hook on that one. I got you and Joe excited anyway. The two captains, the two former Jack Parker captains that were in the room. You guys were ready to go. I think I could have seen either one of you guys as the F1. I think we would have been off to a good start. So there you go. Jay, thanks very much. Appreciate the time as always. And look forward to, not Friday, but look forward to Thursday and senior night and a big one with the Friars at Parker Rink. All the best. Thank you to Boston University men's head coach Jay Pandolfo for joining us here this week on Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Our time with Jay is sponsored by CNR Search, an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. Contact Bob Barish, B-A-R-I-C-H, at CNRSearch.com. CNR Search, winners join winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel. CNR Search is an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. The CNR Search mission is to provide outstanding leadership solutions by identifying and evaluating the most qualified candidates for their client organizations. If you're a candidate or company seeking executive search solutions, reach out to Bob Barish at CNRSearch.com. That's Bob, B-A-R-I-C-H, at CNRSearch.com. CNR Search, winners joining winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. At Anchor Home Medical and Supply, we understand that your health is your top priority, and it's ours too. Whether you need medical equipment like hospital beds, lift chairs, or medication packaging, we're here to help make life easier for you or your loved ones. Our experienced staff provides sales, rentals, and servicing to ensure you get the right products for your needs. And because sickness doesn't take a holiday, we're always available. When you call Anchor, you'll speak to real people who care. Your health deserves attention, and we believe in going the extra mile to deliver the care you need. Anchor Home Medical Supply Pharmacy, give them a call at 978-720-8170 or to the web at anchorhomemedical.com. Welcome back, everyone. It is March Madness here on Inside BU Hockey. Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Bake fresh, bake daily at their locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. Our player profile this week is sponsored by Anchor Home Medical and Pharmacy, proudly serving all of your home medical and pharmacy needs. Go to anchorhomemedical.com. And with that, we bring in Boston University senior defenseman as senior night is on the horizon. And they're very happy to have with us Jack Page. Jack, welcome to the show. Great to have you here this week on Inside BU Hockey.
Thanks for having me, Bernie.
Well, it's great to have you on, and it's been great to see your development here this season, Jack, and getting the opportunity. I'm sure really special for you, somebody that's been very patient and has been very much a part of working and working through in this program to get the opportunity and really seize the moment.
Yeah, it's been great, Bernie. Just trying to make the most of it here, help us win some more hockey games, but you know, haven't played much up until this year, but it's been awesome to get out there, get some time, and you know, just having fun with it.
Well, your value has been well documented as I've talked to people around the program. I've observed you, and sometimes you're in a program, and an elite program like BU, guys have different roles. It's become a numbers game. But you, in terms of what you've done from day to day, just to give us some perspective of the work that goes in, I mean, you're right there alongside everybody right from day one, all the training, all the programs that are in place for the off season. What about that and the fact that you're being rewarded here with the amount of time and the opportunity that you've had?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously BU is a great special spot, and I feel like we have the training facilities, the coaches, you know, our training with Kenny and everything we do in the summers has just helped me not only just make the most of this opportunity, but also just become a better hockey player. So, you know, we spend every day at the rink. We're always here working hard. So I think just working, making sure I'm focused on doing the right things, and I think it's paid off for me. So just keeping with that.
No question it's paid off, Jack, and the proof has been your contribution on the ice this season, where you've got to play the most you have over a four-year period. Going back to the beginning, as far as coming to Boston University, your roots, your development, how the BU opportunity came about. I know you came in, I believe it was halfway through the season in the 2021-22 season, and now three full seasons later. But just what that process was all about to bring you here to Boston.
Yeah, so it was a pretty crazy process. So I was talking, you know, through Len Quinnell, who was the coach who recruited me here my freshman year. So I was mainly talking with him all throughout my last season as junior. And they were talking to me, saying they wanted to bring me in halfway through the year. And it was actually crazy. The timeline kind of didn't work out. They were thinking Vlasic was going to go to the Olympics at the time. They had some injuries, so They're thinking about bringing another D in. And then, you know, the talks kind of settled down a little bit. And then out of nowhere, it was like the Monday before classes started on a Thursday, that second semester, like really late into the semester. I got a call from Albie, and he was like, we're going to try to bring in. I don't even know if this is possible. This is the latest we've ever tried to bring someone in, so. Within like 24 hours, I had to get my admission, all my applications in, my essay, like my BU essay, everything. It was crazy. Got in, got on the school, drove up like the next day. It was a crazy 48 hours. I wasn't even committed, and that's my commitment. So yeah, it was a surreal experience. You know, I always wanted to be a Terrier. It's like been my dream school to come here and play here, and you know, to have that all happen so quickly and then end up on campus within like not even 48 hours of like officially knowing that this is where I was going to end up, where I was going to play my college hockey, was a crazy, probably one of the craziest experiences of my life. So but it was awesome to come in halfway through the year, and you know, my freshman year ended up going on a little bit of, we got hot as soon as I came in. Not that I was playing a lot, but felt like I had maybe a little something to do with it. Maybe it was a good luck charm or something. But but yeah, it was a lot of fun coming in like that.
Absolutely. Well, other than the fact that you didn't go to the Bahamas, I guess you kind of rivaled Mikhail's story.
Yeah. Mikhail's probably got me beat still, but yeah, that's funny that he had to go through all that. But yeah, just, you know, having
done that myself, I kind of understand right. where he's coming from, not as much as what he had to go through with going to the Bahamas and getting a little tan on down there, but
that's right. But still, it was a whirlwind process for you to come here to BU. And as you mentioned, you got a chance to get some playing time there. And then, of course, the last two seasons, it'd be tough for just about anybody to break into the lineup with the talent the Terriers had there and the depth of the team. But now this season, I mean, it's all about, you know, Jay's referenced you, and when we've talked about your contribution this year, about the value of being patient, the value of, as he's talked about, you doing the right thing. There's been some great compliments from Jay about always doing the right thing, the next right thing, in terms of being ready this season. What about the experience of knowing that, there was some injury situations and some attrition with the team that now, put me in, coach, you're going to get the call. I mean, that must have been pretty dramatic and pretty eventful for you to know that now I'm going to be part of it and I'm going to have a chance to contribute more.
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. You know, it's always kind of what my mindset's always been, is even the years that I hadn't been playing, was just, stay patient, work hard, focus on the things you can control, and keep a good attitude and be a good teammate while you're not in the lineup. So I've always just kind of had that mindset and just waited for my opportunity, and I've always told myself that when that opportunity comes, just make the most of it and try to run with it. So that's been my mindset throughout this whole process, and I'm glad that I've gotten the chance and, been able to get a little bit more playing time and just keep trying to grow off that. So it's been awesome.
No, absolutely. And roles change as you come to different levels. And I know, going back and taking a look, you played in the Jersey Rockets program, the NCDC. You played in the North American League. Some pretty good offensive numbers there, and a guy that can move pucks and make plays. And once again, now at this level, you've kept the game very simple when you've been there, and as a result of that, steady, consistent, and it's been the proof that there's nothing that proves like the ice time, and the fact that there's been a much greater trust level with Jay and the coaching staff to know that they can put you in situations, and how well you've handled them, Jack.
Yep. Thanks, Bernie.
No.
Yeah, I think, that's what I just try to do, is keep it simple. We got a lot of really dynamic offensive guys like Cole, plenty of guys up front. So I feel like that's the kind of the role the team needs, and I'm just trying to fill that. Mm-hmm.
Grew up in Westchester, Pennsylvania. You mentioned about BU was your dream school, though, as far as the opportunity and when the opportunity came to play here. I mean, now with the advent of the spread with television, and people talk now about the Beanpot was a great recruiting tool, for example, for guys locally. Now it's a great tool internationally. So growing up in Westchester, playing in that New Jersey program, you knew all about Boston University and the tradition of the program growing up, I would assume.
Yeah, I did. A lot of the tournaments growing up were always around Boston.
Yep.
Like youth hockey. So I always, had a love for the city. And I think I watched my first Beanpot. I forget exactly when it was, but watching BU, I always kind of knew that, this was a spot that I would love to go to. So.
And having an opportunity to win one this year, pretty special.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yep. Absolutely, it was a great and festive time for the Terriers to celebrate, and it's been a pretty good run in tournaments so far for this club, Jack. Bellpot and Beanpot, and soon there'll be an opportunity to add to that with Hockey East and NCAA tournaments on the horizon here.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Good to have some success early in the year, but these ones coming up are the ones that really matter. So. Obviously, we came up short in the Frozen Four the last 2 years, so hopefully looking to make it back and, not have the same results that we've had in the past.
No doubt. And you academically, we've got to make note, we'd be remiss if we didn't, true student-athlete, Jack, business major, I believe you're in the business school, Equestrian Business School, is very prestigious, the degree you're pursuing. Just give us some insight about that and what the academic experience has been like, and the fact that you've been acknowledged as an all-academic guest selection from a year ago.
That's funny. My mom would she would always give me a hard time about not being on the all-academic team and all this stuff. And so the 1 year that I got it, she was really thrilled to see it last year. Equestrian's been great. It's obviously very challenging, and that's part of the part of the reason why I wasn't on that list when my mom was giving me a hard time was just because of how rigorous, you know, the questions academics are. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been great. I'm studying finance there, so finally got through the bulk of it, the thick of it with Questrom. So my class set schedule is a little easier this semester, but yeah, it's been great, great academically. So it's great to get a good education here as well.
Absolutely, big, obviously a big factor for you there. And senior night is coming up, and I suspect that's going to be very emotional for you. And share, you'll have family. You mentioned about your mom. You'll have family in the building for you to help celebrate the senior night festivities.
Yeah, my mom and dad are coming in. My dad just moved out to California. He's taking a new job. He works for the Coachella Firebirds at Acrisure Arena. Works for the OPU Sports Management Group. So he's got a new job out there not too long ago, a couple years ago. So they moved out there full time. So they're flying in. They get in here late tonight. So yeah, I'm excited. My dad actually turns 60 tomorrow. So it'll be a special day for him tomorrow and
great.
On senior night on Thursday. So it'll be good to see them out here with and spend some time with them as well. Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to your dad. He's just a kid. He's only 60.
Yeah.
Crazy. Absolutely. Well, that'll be great. Added to the experience there. You get to spend some quality time with your dad. Birthday, senior night, and then trip up to Vermont there to finish up the regular season. And Jack, thanks very much. We really appreciate you joining us this week here for our profile on Inside BU Hockey, and all the best. As you mentioned, this is the most important hockey here, wrapping up the regular season, and then it will be on to tournament time for the Terriers and hopefully a long run toward April.
Yep, thanks for having me on, Bernie.
Thanks to Boston University senior defenseman Jack Page for joining us in our Terrier profile this week on the men's side on Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel, Bake Fresh, Bake Daily. Jack's Time this week, sponsored by Anchor Home Medical and Pharmacy. Proudly serving all of your home medical and pharmacy needs. Go to anchorhomemedical.com. It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels. And that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations. 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel.
This is Jeffrey Glassman. For four generations, my family has called New England home. My grandfather taught me to always care for people and fight for what's right. At Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, that's exactly what we do. When you're hurt in a car crash, we fight big insurance companies to make sure you get the money you deserve. We care. We fight to win. And we don't get paid unless you do. Hurt? You gotta get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777.
Our BU and the Pros subject this week, sponsored by Eastern Clothing of Watertown, is former Terrier right wing Alex Chiasson. The native of Montreal, Quebec, spent three seasons as a Terrier, from 2009 to 2012, before signing with the Dallas Stars, the team that selected him in the second round of the 2009 draft. During his time skating at Parker Rink, Alex compiled a 36 goal, 63 assist, 99-point stat line in 108 career games. In his 11-year NHL career, Chiasson racked up 120 goals and 113 assists for 233 points in 651 games and won a Stanley Cup in 2018 as a member of the Washington Capitals. He announced his retirement from hockey in January. Congratulations, Alex, on a job well done. From a Gannis Way to the show. Eastern Clothing of Watertown. For 87 years, setting the standard with quality value and service to its customers. Visit easternclothing.com and set up an appointment, or check them out on Facebook and Instagram. Eastern Clothing of Watertown. A premium experience without the elevated price tag. It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels. And that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations. 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel.
This is Jeffrey Glassman. For four generations, my family has called New England home. My grandfather taught me to always care for people and fight for what's right. At Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, that's exactly what we do. When you're hurt in a car crash, we fight big insurance companies to make sure you get the money you deserve. We care, we fight to win, and we don't get paid unless you do. Hurt? You gotta get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777.
At Anchor Home Medical and Supply, we understand that your health is your top priority, and it's ours too. Whether you need medical equipment like hospital beds, lift chairs, or medication packaging, we're here to help make life easier for you or your loved ones. Our experienced staff provides sales, rentals, and servicing to ensure you get the right products for your needs. And because sickness doesn't take a holiday, we're always available. When you call Anchor, you'll speak to real people who care. Your health deserves attention, and we believe in going the extra mile to deliver the care you need. Anchor Home Medical Supply Pharmacy. Give them a call at 978-720-8170 or to the web at anchorhomemedical.com.